Blog Talk Radio.
Party people say,
what's up, guys? I'm back for our morning connection. How have you guys been? I have been working so hard bringing, I hope you've seen it so far. It isn't like I posted one or two posts about it, but hopefully you're checking out the new website, fitnesscenteredlifecoach.com. Check that out. I think that if you are a fitness expert, or you would aspire to be a fitness expert, if you are an online coach, a group exercise instructor, a personal trainer, you're going to love that website. I've been testing it out over the last couple months, and so the website is now live. I've got so many things going on, so many things planned for you with that that website, and I want you to be a part of it, all right? So, and when we meet every single day in the future for the I'm Going Live, whether it's a podcast or it's a live chat like this, you know, everything that we talk about life, about mental toughness, all that type of conditioning, everything that helps you have an amazing life, it's all going to tie in to your passion, your mission, to touch people's lives with your knowledge and expertise with fitness. It all ties in to this fitness-centered life coach philosophy that, you know, we as fitness experts, I always said that, you know, what it takes to dedicate ourselves and to create the physiques that we have and learn everything we have. I mean, all of that skill set, I mean, it's just one little shift away from applying that to all areas of our lives to have the lives that we really want, not just have these great bodies, but have these amazing lives. From my experience and what I've witnessed being in personal development for 30 years and then bodybuilding and training in the whole community and the whole lifestyle and meeting so many people just like you and me all over the world, that many times we get to the fitness and we get to that level of mastery and that passion, and we stop using all of those skills that we could apply to other areas of life where it just takes a small shift. Because if you're in control of your physical body, right, I mean, you can do anything, and we know that intellectually, and a lot of people in the fitness community, we say that. We say that to each other. How much we actually apply it, well, to some levels we do, to some levels we don't. And when this fitnesscenteredlifecoach.com website, it'll help you become the total package, understand, you know, what it takes to connect with more people who are wired in different ways than you are, right? When we love this fitness for whatever reasons. Whatever reasons why we dedicated ourselves to this journey, we all have our own stories, the reasons why we got here, and other people who may come to you and you want to share your knowledge for fitness, bodybuilding, training, whatever it is to you. Because I can tell you, it could be yoga, Pilates, CrossFit, whatever it is, the people, they see your passion, your energy, and your knowledge, and they want some of that from you. The more you can relate to all kinds of different people that aren't wired just like you or close to being just like you, you know, you're better at communicating your message. I see this on the internet all the time, and I'm sure you do too, is when fitness experts, they want to share their knowledge. They go out of their way to help other people, and other people don't take their advice. They may hear what that expert has to say, and that expert went way out of his way to share his knowledge with that person doesn't use it. They call them ass-holes, or the what really bothers them is when they go find information from somebody else. Hey, why doesn't he respect what I have to say? And they post that on the internet. It's frustrating. I understand all that, but there could be a different way to look at it. It could be the way we come across our approach. We may be looking at the world from only our perspective, and our perspective evolved. It was generated because of our particular positive, negative experiences, and everything in between. And that's how we're wired. And everybody just isn't wired the same way. So your approach, your way of looking at the world, doesn't apply to everybody. And the more you can understand that, the more you can make a difference in people's lives and enjoy the journey. If you are a fitness expert, if you are an online coach, and you want to become better and better at what you do, you want to touch more people's lives, you want to help them get results. I know that probably a person who is a fitness expert like you, to dedicate so much time to it, I mean, it's a great thing to have a business and to, be able to do what you love to do. It takes it to a whole new level is when you're effective and efficient, you change people's lives, right? So this will just help you be better at what you and really give those people, help those people get the results that they're after. So I want you to make sure that you go to the fitnesscenteredlifecoach.com website. That's where I've been developing this whole philosophy, getting it down. I've got so many things to share with you. Make sure that you go to the website and sign up for a video series training course that I have, and it's the top 10 worst pieces of life advice that fitness experts preach to their followers, right? It's a free 10-part video series training course, all right? The top 10 worst pieces of life advice that fitness experts preach to their followers. You want to make sure you don't do that. And it's a good thing about life, because I'll tell you, the more and more you get into this philosophy, as you help others and you help them achieve their goals in all areas of their life, and it's built upon that foundation of fitness, you can't help but take your life to the next level. You can't help. I mean, that's the reason why you're such an awesome example of fitness. A big reason why is because, hey, if I'm going to be talking about this, I have to live it. I have to actually walk my big talk. Well, what if you apply that same type of self-imposed pressure to yourself when it came to the overall quality of your life? Hey, I'm a fitness-centered life coach. All right, I have to get my life together if I'm going to be talking about this. And you put that self-imposed pressure, and just like your physical body, it made you step up and follow through and do all the things that you know you need to do to have the quality of life that you really want. All right. Also, real quickly, I want to tell you about Mel and Jennifer's adventure. You'll see the post right here on Facebook and all over social media. I'll make sure that you know about it, right? And going through a journey that's going to be like 80-something days, and we're just here on day two. I'm just doing the editing for that too, where I'm taking them through this whole fitness-centered life coach process as they're preparing for a big cruise, a big business opportunity, and you'll see how it all works. All right, so I just want to check in. I miss you guys. I've been off the grid for a while, and you'll see why when you go to Fitness Center Life Coaching, all the things that I'm doing. But I'm back. I'm back. So look for these broadcasts, our morning connection, on a more continual basis.